Blog Talk Radio.
Talking about the Mad Dog Dynasty League podcast. I'm your host and the commissioner of the Mad Dog Dynasty League, Rick Goreski, coming at you with the Week 4 review, Week 5 preview show. What is up with that Smash Mouth video there? Dudes with all the bowling shirts singing and rocking. Man, that's 90s. Regular guys making it go. let's do this thing. For those of you that are part of King for a Day, week four, and I did say King for a Day, many of our owners are part of that league. Week four saw a drastic drop in scoring in King for a Day, but as I look at the numbers here in Mad Dog and did my review, it didn't slow things down in Mad Dog. Five owners hit the 200-point mark this week. A sixth was 2 points shy of 200 at 198, and a seventh was only 4 points off at 196. So we didn't see the gigantic drop-off that we saw in King for a Day over here in Mad Dog. High score for Mad Dog here was Ipswich United Football Club, 232 points in week four, followed by 227 from Tron's Pabst Sixer, 221 from Crazy Seven, 218 from the Marauding Minotaurs, and 201 from Dream Team. Honorable mention going out to Klingons Around Uranus with a 198 and Lost in the Sauce at 196. Low scores for the week: Stoneform Pallies with 152, Malicious Minds with 154. I think those might be the worst scores this year for those two, so that's not characteristic of how they've been playing. You're in trouble at 168. Top players for the week four, Phil Rivers had 35. Sam Bradford had 32, right behind him. Devontae Freeman, 37. Alan Hearns, 28. I'm kind of giving you the top lineup here. Wide receiver Vincent Jackson had 30. Tavon Austin had 29. That rounds out your offensive flex: Freeman, Hearns, Jackson, and Austin. At tight end, Martellus Bennett had 27. Place kicker Cairo Santos had 21. Kaius Campbell had 28. Stephon Tuitt, 26 at defensive line. That's Campbell, 28. Tuitt, 26. And going over here, Daryl Smith, 31. These are the defensive flex. Daryl Smith, linebacker, Baltimore, 31. Anthony Hitchens, 28. DeQuell Jackson, 28. And Manti Te'o, 28. Jonathan Cyprin, 28. And TJ Ward, 27. That's your top lineup for week four. while I have this information, let's go ahead and review the top 10 players after four games here in Mad Dog. We're approaching kind of the third 33% mark in the league here. We're about to do our fifth game, 14-game season. You know, if it was a 15-game season, then five would be one-third. So we're right kind of in that ballpark. Third of the way through, Aaron Rodgers, 125 points, leads the league. DeAndre Hopkins, surprising second at 121. Andy Dalton, 115 points, comes in third. Julio Jones and Carson Palmer tied at 108. Tom Brady, despite a bye week, is at 107. Cam Newton, 101. Devontae Freeman sneaks his way up to 8th overall with 100 points, tied with DeQuell Jackson, also 100 points. And the up-and-coming Tyrod Taylor, nobody really saw that coming in the preseason, 99 points, 10th best player in Mad Dog. As I mentioned previously, there is this breakdown spot on the website that shows the percentage of points for each owner that's broken down by position. You can go to reports, league, and then starter points by position. After 4 weeks of play, the following are some interesting stats. Crazy 7 has the lowest percentage of points in the league, still coming from the quarterback position, 7.4%. The league average is 11. The team gaining the most percentage points from the quarterback position continues to be the Aaron Rodgers-led Stone Form Pallies, who are getting 16.4% from the quarterback position. At running back, Klingons around Uranus is tops with 23.6% of their points coming from the running back position. League average is 10.4, so that's over twice as much from the running backs than the league average for Klingon. Lowest for running back is Malicious Minds at 3.5%. That's almost three times less. That is actually, I think, almost exactly three times less than the league average for the Malicious Minds. Wide receivers have Lost in the Sauce leading the way. 26.1% of their overall points are coming from the wide receiver position. The league average is 17.3. Low man on the wide receiver poll continues to be Klingons. Kling sits at 5.4%. That's one-fifth of the league average. Tight end, that's no surprise. The Gronk-led downhill from here squad is nearly doubling over almost every team in the league. Downhill getting 10.8% of their total points from the tight end position. The league average is 5.3. You're in trouble, might want to make sure that they're starting a tight end, because they're getting 2.4% total out of their tight end. And I'm actually going to click the button here while we're on the line. While the show is going on, and I'm going to tell you exactly how many points that breaks down to. So, tight end position, I mentioned, you're in trouble, is at 2.4%. They have 18 points on the year from the tight end position, 18 total points all year long. Marauding Minotaurs are right behind them at 2.7% and 21%. Points on the season. I know that You're in Trouble just this past week left Kobe Fleener on their bench. We're going to talk about the game recaps in a little bit, but if I could click on down to that, I'm pretty sure that Fleener had a heck of a week. Yeah, here's You're in Trouble. Fleener would have had 23 points, so just starting Kobe Fleener in week 4 would have been more points than You're in Trouble has scored all year long at the tight end position. Place kicker, Stoneform Pallies, continue to lead the way at 5%, but this week Trons Pap Sixer joins them as they now are also getting 5% from their overall offense from the place kicker position. The league average is 3.9%. The low percentage in this area is Downhill from Here, who has received just 16 points from their place kicker over 4 games this year. That's 2.2%, and frankly, that's hard to do. Moving to defense, Trons Pap Sixer continues to lead the way at defense, defensive line, getting 14.5% of their points from the D-line position. The Marauding Minotaurs are creeping up towards Tron here as they are averaging 14.3% from their defensive line. The league's average is 10.3% in this area. On the flip side, Show Me Your TDs, they might want to check that they're starting two defensive linemen, because they've scored a grand total of 38 points this year from defensive linemen, from the two defensive linemen every week that have to start. So if you break that up, that's less than 5 points a game per starter all year long. 4.5%. I mentioned that Cameron Wake was killing touchdowns, killing TDs. Excuse me, I heard a click on the phone and I wondered if the line broke out, guys, so I checked the signal here. Last week I talked about Cameron Wake just killing TD's team, and lo and behold, this week Wake is in the unemployment line. Scott Phillips cut him. He had seen enough of the underperforming vet and sent him packing. So TD's is in the market for a defensive lineman. If anybody's got one, contact him for a trade, and I do think there are some of our guys here in the league that have quite a few defensive linemen and could maybe that would be a good matchup because TD's have a lot of offense, or at least they used to have some attractive offensive pieces, so planting the seed out there for somebody. Once again, tops at the linebacker position, the Marauding Minotaurs, who are scoring 42.7% of their points off the linebacker position. Downhill from here is getting close at 41.9%. The league average is 29%. Lost in the Sauce takes over the low spot for linebackers with only 12.8% of their team's points coming from the defensive linebacker position. And I think some of that is not so much that he's got bad linebackers, but I think some of it is the fact that his offense is so good that he scores just a ton of points on offense. Players like Bell and Beckham, that's just taken, you know, Roethlisberger when he was healthy, just sucking up a lot of points on offense. Last but not least, the defensive back position, where Malicious Minds makes up for their lack of linebacker points by leading the way with 27.4% of their points coming from defensive backs. The league average for defensive backs is 12.7%. Who is the low? Defensive back low. That would be the Marauding Minotaurs, who still have yet to score a single point off of defensive backs in the 2015 regular season. Pardon me. I'm going to catch up here where we at. After 4 weeks, one team, let's look at the overall points for the league. 4 weeks in, one team has hit the 900-point mark for the year. That's Crazy 7 with 944. Three others have hit the 800-point mark. Lost in the Sauce has 899. TDs has 849, and Dream Team has 816. Fewest points scored, that would be Klingons around Uranus with 720, and downhill from here at 742. Lineup efficiency notes, we still have four teams with efficiency ratings of 80% or higher. Crazy 7 leads that at 83.9% on the efficiency rating. Malicious Minds are second at 83.7%, so they're only separated by 0.2%, Crazy and Malicious. Marauding Minotaurs third, 82.1%, and Lost in the Sauce is fourth at 81.8%. Klingons around Uranus is worst at 70.8%, but I think it's important to mention that that's up 3 points from just last week. So Gar Nelson making better decisions with the lineup for Kling, and the percentage, you know, that's a big boost if you think about it, to boost your percentage 3 points in 1 week when you're 4 weeks into the season. That's pretty good. Power ranking shows Crazy 7 first, followed by Lost in the Sauce, then Show Me Your TDs, Malicious Minds, and Dream Team. All play shows Crazy 7 on top with an incredible 39-5 record after four games, followed by Lost in the Sauce at 33-11, Show Me Your TDs at 28-16, and Dream Team at 25-18-1. Let's recap week four games. Tron's Pap Sixer goes 200-plus and beating downhill from here by a score of 227-181. Tron outscored downhill at starter and at backup in what was one of the best weeks Zach and Tim have had since they purchased the franchise, formerly known as the Phantoms 2, from Mike Thomas in 2014. Tron's lineup efficiency rating was 81.1% compared to Downhill's 71.8%. Tron had three players score 20 points or more, including 30 points from Vincent Jackson, 28 from DeQuell Jackson and 24 from Jeremy Hill. Offense was the culprit in this one for downhill from here, as they had a total of 30 points from their four offensive flex positions. To show how pathetic that is, Carson Palmer scored 20 points himself last week. Other 20-plus point performers for downhill last week, 21 from defensive line Cameron Hayward, 24 from Lawrence Timmons, and 25 from Thomas Davis. Best ball had Tron winning this match 280-252. In our next game, Klingons around Uranus got their first win of the season, defeating Show Me Your TDs by a final score of 198-184. Kling's saving grace was running back Devontae Freeman, whose 37 points were the highest point total of any player, regardless of position, in week four. Freeman was Kling's only 20-plus point effort this past week. For Show Me Your TDs, three players scored 20 points or more, including Russell Wilson, 20 points, Charles Clay, 22 points, and Prince Amakimura scoring 22. TD's lineup efficiency was 86.4% compared to Kling's 83.2%. Best ball had Kling winning 238-213. I think that's right. I'm going to double-check that. 238-213. Da-da-da-da. Do-do-do. It's getting late. Yep, 238-213. Next up, the Marauding Minotaurs even their record at 2-2 by defeating the Malicious Minds by a score of 218-154. The Minotaurs put five players at 20-plus points in this one, including Blake Bortles, 23, Doug Martin, 24, Stefan Tuitt, 26, Vinny Ray, 26, and Manti Te'o, 28. Nice job by Minotaurs, by the way. I think they picked Te'o up. If they didn't pick him up off waivers, I think they got him at the auction. And they've just done a good job of kind of claiming players over the years and getting something out of those guys. So one man's trash is another man's treasure all the time here in fantasy football. On the other side, the Malicious Minds managed only two players at 20 points or more, including Andy Dalton with 23 points and Josh Norman with 29. The Minotaurs' lineup efficiency rating was 77.6 compared to the Minds' 71.6. Best ball had the Minotaurs winning 281-215. Dream Team defeating You're in Trouble is up next, as Dream wins by a score of 201-168. Dream got four players into the 20-point or more mark, including 20 from Cam Newton and Demaryius Thomas and Catanzaro, to go along with 23 from Ziggy Ansah. For You're in Trouble, with Tom Brady on bye, they were kind of pissing into the wind. Only two players scored 20 points or more, Calais Campbell, 28, and Eric Weddle, 21. Dream had an 82% lineup efficiency rating in this game compared to Urine's 71.5. Best ball had Dream Team winning 245-235. Ipswich United nails their first win of the year in our next matchup, defeating Lost in the Sauce by a score of 232-196. Ipswich looking like the team we thought they were going to be in the preseason, as they put five players at 20-plus points or more, including 31 from Daryl Smith and 29 from Drew Brees. DeAndre Hopkins had 26, and then 24 apiece from Muhammad Wilkerson, who's playing out of his mind, and James Iadigbo, who's doing great too. For Lost in the Sauce, they got a taste of what it's like to face themselves, as they didn't have a bad game, but 196 is just a consolation prize when the team you're facing is putting up 232. Lost had three players go over 20, including 35 from Phil Rivers and 27 apiece from Le'Veon Bell and Jeremy Maclin. Ipswich's lineup efficiency rating was 89.8%, while Lost in the Sauce's was 77.2%. Best ball had Ipswich winning 258-254. Last but not least, Crazy Seven took out the Stoneform Pallies by a score of 221 to 152. Crazy put five players at 20-plus points, including Sam Bradford at 32, Jamal Charles at 20, J.J. Watt 23, and Ogletree and Rashad Jones at 20 each. The bad news for Crazy is that Ogletree broke his leg in this game and will be out indefinitely, potentially out for the rest of the year. For Stoneform, their starting lineup had a single player, Aaron Rodgers with 20, hit the 20-point mark. But they did have four 20-plus point players sitting on the bench, including 28 from Allen Hurns, 23 from Hoyer, 21 from Cairo Santos, the kicker, and 20 from Nigel Bradham. Crazy's lineup efficiency was 78.4, while Stoneform had 63.9. Best Ball had Crazy winning 282 to 238. That's going to wrap up Week 4. Why don't we move into the Week 5 predictions, courtesy of our own website. Based on the website's projected scores, Crazy 7 will defeat Klingons Around Uranus by a score of 194 to 178. Great offensive matchups for Klingon this week. Potentially being without Puslosny hurts a lot. The linebacker I've heard, Puslosny, might not play. He's injured. Crazy currently has three rookies in their lineup on offense. They have Amari Cooper, Todd Gurley, and TJ Yeldon. I'm actually going to take the upset here and go with Klingons. I think that this might be a week where Klingons, Crazy just doesn't have enough to win and Kling blows up maybe. Pardon me. Next up, the Malicious Minds, I believe, are going to edge out Dream Team. No, the computer. I knew this. I was saying it wrong. Malicious Minds will edge out Dream Team by 2 points, according to the computer, by a score of 169 to 167. I'll take Dream Team in this one. I'm not going to be surprised if Malicious pulls off the win, because they're actually doing really well this year, in most games scoring 200 points, but so is Dream. Dream is so tough. I think the computer got it right. This is going to be a close game. I think they'll be much higher scoring than 160s, you know, the 160s. But if Malicious had Dalton against someone other than Seattle, I would pick them to win. But I can't take Dalton against Seattle, so Dream it is. Dream is my pick. Let's see here. Who's next? I feel like Goldberg. Who's next? Lost in the Sauce. No. I apologize. I've lost my place. That is Lost in the Sauce. Lost in the Sauce is predicted to be Transpap's Sixer, 212 to 166. Now, I could make a case, as I looked at this, I could make a case for either team in this one. Good matchups on both sides. At the end of the day, Lost has better players with good matchups, so I'm going to go with that. Lost will potentially have to sub Shazier out and replace him with somebody else, but I'm going to pick Lost in the Sauce in this one. I'm not sure Lost in the Sauce is going to lose two consecutive games all year long, so bad luck for Tron facing him in this matchup. That was one of my tiebreaker thoughts as well. Moving over to Show Me Your TDs is the next matchup. They are favored to defeat the Stoneform Pallies by a final score of 166 to 129. I am going to pick the upset here. I think Stoneform Pallies are going to get back in the win column this week. Stone's matchups are very good. TD's matchups are also good, but I'm going to go based on matchups in this one. I think that Stone's matchups are very good, while TD's are just good. I don't think this game is going to be a blowout. I do disagree with the computer on that part. The Marauding Minotaurs are the favorite to defeat You're in Trouble by a score of 156 to 148. I see some guys on bye. Urine hasn't put Brady back in yet, so I'm not sure either of these guys have set their lineups yet. I'm kind of flying blind with my pick on this one. If the lineup were to stay as it is, I think I would pick the Minotaurs. Unfortunately for the Minotaurs, I think the lineup's going to change and that Brady's going to get in there and take the helm. And if Brady's in there, I'm going to change my pick to You're in Trouble. Last but not least, Downhill From Here is slated to beat Ipswich United FC by a score of 174 to 121. Ipswich hasn't set their lineup yet, so I have to try and guess what they're going to do to make a prediction on this. I do think they're going to put Charles Woodson in for one of the... they're missing their New York Jet players in this one. Wilkerson, David Harris, Demario Davis. That's a big hole. They've been doing very well, those players, for Ipswich. But I think Charles Woodson could fill one of those holes, and Curtis Lofton could fill another. I can't say that for sure, though. I do know that Downhill is solid this week. And as always, Downhill's defense is going to keep them in the game. Because of that, I'm going to pick Downhill From Here to win this one. But I could change my mind after seeing what lineup tweaks Ipswich does. But for now, we're going to put me down for Downhill From Here as my pick. Looking over at last week, one thing I didn't do is recap who I thought was going to win versus who did win. So let's see how I did in my picks last week. I did take my own team, which was a W, so that's 1-0. Lost, I took Lost to win, so that's 1-1 because Ipswich beat Lost. You're in trouble. Dream was my pick last week, and Dream did win, so that puts me at 2-1. And then Malicious Minds were favored to beat the Minotaurs last week. I took the Minotaurs, and the Minotaurs did win, so that makes me 3-1. TDs were the favorite to defeat Klingons. I chose TDs, and Klingons won, so that's 3-2. Last but not least, Downhill was slated to lose to Tron. I did take Tron, and Tron won. So I was 4-2 last week. Not bad. Feel good about that. Predicting games is pretty tough, especially when the games are as competitive as they are here in the Mad Dog Dynasty League. All the teams, I'm watching these scores creep up. I was kind of amazed this week. I thought I was going to come in and see the scores kind of tap down. And if anything, you know, it went up from last week, and I thought last week was a really high-scoring week. So we had 5 teams hit 200 and 2 other teams just shy of 200. That's almost 7 out of 12 teams. Last week we had 6 teams hit 200. You know, this week we almost had 7. So great job, everybody. Trying to think if there was any news in the league this week. I know there were some taxi squad claims. I didn't touch on that. Tom from the Malicious Minds put a claim on Leonard Hankerson of the Marauding Minotaurs. The Minotaurs did promote Hankerson. Last week, Tom had claimed, I believe, Darby from the Stoneform Pallies, and Stoneform did slide Darby up onto their team, and thus far nobody has lost a taxi player. Everybody has brought up the taxi players that have been claimed. So, interesting. Very interesting. Look forward to talking about that and monitoring that as the weeks go by here. Until next time, let's call it a day. That'll do it for another episode of the Mad Dog Dynasty League podcast. Everybody, here's hoping that your week 5 leaves you walking on sunshine. Take care.